Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It's number two Halloween special, and whatever, it's November 1st. Close I'm enough. Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And guess who's back? Her name looks like Corinne, but it's Corinne, everybody.
Hello.
And, oh, hi.
Hi.
And we have another guest. It is our good friend, Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Way to up the volume.
Hi.
We're back here in the Fireside Theater, and we kind of had the idea of just to kind of continue along. We told all the cool stories. Very nice glasses.
Oh,
Justin's
shades.
Wearing some, like, those are,
like Alba shades.
Who's the guy that played Joker?
Oh, goodness.
Why Joaquin is Phoenix glasses
Phoenix.
Right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were going to continue on the Halloween theme. Even though we told some stories. And I should just tell you all, we talked about Ouija boards and I was visibly upset. I felt freaked out and I've been thinking about it all week and now I'm completely open to it. So we could do a Ouija board if we wanted.
So through text message, I found a picture of a Ouija board sitting on a blanket. And I was like, look what I found at the secondhand store at the antique mall. I'm bringing it with me tonight because Jeff was so freaked out. And to my surprise, he was like, all right, I'm for it now. Bring it. And then I disappointed everyone because I didn't actually have a Ouija board.
And you know what? It was actually like chicken salad all over again.
It was like chicken salad.
Don't make me go turn on the microphone downstairs and say that whole apology again.
Now I want a chicken salad sandwich.
I want to play.
Did
on
you listen
Ouija
to
board.
The podcast about the chicken salad?
I did not hear the chicken salad episode.
Briefly, and if I'm repeating myself, then too bad. You're listening to the podcast. You got to listen to this. I text these guys. We were doing the podcast, and I said, "Hey, how's everybody feel about chicken salad?" And they're like, "Cool." So I had sautéed chicken in a pan, and was going to add it to salad. They thought
chopped
mayonnaise. And that, and it was a whole thing, man.
But they messaged him, like, I'll get some croissants on the way home and some cool rolls.
Or how about bread?
Yeah. And what did I end up buying? I can't even remember. Like, the coolest bread ever. And then we were all like, dang, not chicken salad.
Wasn't it like sweet? You brought a bunch of Hawaiian sweet bread rolls.
Yeah, like
some
like cool rolls for it.
And you were
all
so
I remember
disappointed.
Was ciabatta rolls.
Oh, ciabatta.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry.
That sounds so good with chicken salad sandwiches right now.
Damn.
We still haven't had chicken salad sandwiches.
Let's have it in 2 weeks.
And we're not gonna now.
Wow.
I'll be absent from the podcast and you guys can have chicken salad. Anyway, since Aaron is our new guest, and we haven't heard any paranormal stories from her. Do you have any? Have you ever had paranormal anything happen to you? Or what, like, best worst Halloween paranormal? Like, catch us up with you.
Ooh, what's your favorite costume you dressed up as for Halloween?
I thought we went over this. I don't like the Halloween.
No, I know. But that doesn't mean that something didn't happen or you didn't participate in a Halloween.
Like, yeah, why don't you like the Halloween?
I know.
Yeah.
I just
let's get inside your head on that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just heard you don't like scary movies. That's all I heard.
Okay. I don't like Halloween because I don't like the misrepresentation of oneself.
The mask or the costume.
Right. I want to know.
That's very deep.
So it's like people are trying to not show you who they are. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, there's probably a better way to say it.
I don't like the masquerade.
At all. Mm-hmm. Never have?
No.
Not even when you were little?
No. And my go-to costume when I was little is two holes in a white sheet. Not Ku Klux Klan.
You didn't have a hood. It was just one straight sheet.
Yeah, just a straight up ghost. I should have brought the picture.
And we were burning crosses because it was spooky.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's funny.
So
you were committed from an early age to Halloween.
So you didn't like that part, and you did like. Was any of the like how you don't like scary movies or being frightened? I guess would be. Like, did that play into your Halloween at all? Like, the whole scary aspect? Like, haunted houses?
I think I was the fifth of six kids. And the sixth one came along much later. So I was basically...
The baby.
Yeah, I was the baby for quite a while, and
I wonder if your parents were just
there dumb. Was enough scary things going on that I don't need to add this. It's just another day.
Like, let's fake scary and real scary.
Yeah.
So
I do remember in high school, though, my friends made me watch the movie Mother's Day.
I have not seen that, but I heard it's scary.
It's it's not good. It's a B movie, I think.
Oh, a scary B movie?
Yeah. And Cujo, which was, when he came through, I think he came through a windshield, and then it was over. I was gone.
Out the door.
Yeah.
So have you ever experienced any paranormal? Anything?
Ghosts, aliens.
Self-levitation.
Ooh. What's that?
Self-levitation.
Self-levitation.
Yeah, that's...
Green shoehorned that one in there.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Well, I can't believe we didn't talk about this last week because that came to my mind.
Oh, yeah. We need to... You've done that.
Yes.
Okay, well, hold on. It worked. We're still with Aaron here.
Shift it over.
I know. We'll shift. Don't worry. We'll shift. Don't worry.
Trying to shift.
The Browns growing up, I did not experience this. This is a secondhand story, but family friends, they had a ghost that lived in their house. I believed it. I believe it currently. Like, I think there is stuff.
That's my next question was going to be, do you believe that there could possibly be...
Sure. I am very open to energy and that I have a very limited knowledge of what's happening around here.
Well, I believe any of that, this might me, but I believe any of that is energy. Like, it's got to be. Because, like, my belief in what is greater, like, God concept for me is we're all part of that. Like, we're all a little bit of the spark of the vast fire of the universe, so.
Yeah.
All right. Self-levitation? What the hell's going on with that? You're off the hook now, Aaron.
Oh, I was just getting started.
Oh! She's got more!
She's Googling. What are you Googling?
No. I'm looking for a picture. Self-levitation.
Of your Halloween costume?
So did you guys ever do... I think it was like a girl thing that we did at slumber parties.
Isn't it from the movie? A movie? Stiff as a feather.
Well, it was
a
craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was like... This was like pre-craft.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
And street magicians.
Yeah.
Do it a lot where they...
No, that's
different. So no joke, you guys, I believe this happens.
That's totally different.
Because I've seen this happen.
I've seen it
before.
Yeah.
It happens.
I've never seen it.
No joke, it has happened.
You've seen it?
At like...
Sure.
Where there's like
light
six girls like
board.
Sitting around with just your hands under. It's not like you could blame it on anything else. Like someone was moving the Ouija board. It's like gotten people off the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys
we're
going to
get
really strong
off the
fingers.
Tonight.
Very strong fingers. Who's up? Let's try Jeff.
Can you think you can lift me? I'm
know.
Like
what
a heaviest dude in here.
We could try.
We could have an experiment and see if our fingers are strong enough to lift a human being.
You have to believe.
Maybe we should finish doing this, and then we can do a secondary one, and if it's successful, like...
Well, we can film it and put it on our YouTube
channel. Oh, there you go. Even better.
I'm feeling gassy. I don't want people poking around me with their fingers.
Oh, man.
Well, you just have to use your
fingers. Oh, God. I'm gassy.
I'm levitating. Oh. I floated up for
now
a second.
Like, now, that is true self-levitation right there.
Right.
Right? I mean, that is like... Not,
so,
that's not even...
I would. Oh, do you have something?
I was gonna say we played it, but no one ever actually.
Nobody got lifted.
Yeah. I had a friend's basement that we would always do it in, and it always did it. It always happened down there.
So did we discuss the whole like Candyman and?
Well, I
and Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
last
I never
podcast.
Did that.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, this morning, well, me and Christine are currently catching up on Fear the Walking Dead. So there's a lot of zombie stuff going on in our TV world. And so she had this question. I was like, oh my God, you got to remember this. And today, just in case you guys needed to know, like I went and got my ears and nose and eyebrows waxed. And the lady that waxes me, I gave her this question and she was emphatically like, there is no fucking way that it could happen.
Oh.
But say you're a quadriplegic. And a zombie bites you, can you walk now when you turn? Ooh. I think you could.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question.
But she was like, yeah. No fucking way. If you can't walk before, you can't walk now. You're just like laying there going.
I think they're just going to lay there going.
That's what I'm thinking.
Think so?
Yeah, I do.
He was thinking it reset. No. I think if you were impaled by something.
In Fear the Walking Dead. In Fear the Walking Dead, the whatever it is that makes people become a zombie is already in us. They find that out in Walking Dead.
Spoiler alert.
If you die of natural causes, then you turn within a few seconds. And I think that they saw it on a MRI image.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
It was the MRI. That's
yeah.
Right.
I think
season.
That all of a sudden the zombie would get up and walk.
I saw it on a meme.
I don't think so.
I saw it on a meme. Not an
you
MRI.
Did? Yeah. Stiff as a feather, light as a board. Zombie bit me from his wheelchair. What?
I don't often agree with Haynes, but on this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that it's like
Team
a reset?
Haynes, yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A win for me, you guys.
I know.
I don't care what you guys think now.
I love that. It's funny, though. So
I don't care what anybody else thinks. Aaron agrees with me.
We're watching this, and I was like, well, that guy, if he gets bit, will he be able to walk? And he's like, remember that for the podcast. So throughout the whole week, he'll be like, remember that. And I never remember everything.
I wrote it down. It's on a piece of paper.
This morning, I remembered that one.
Do you take notes throughout the week?
I should.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
That crashing sound was Christine.
I know, I thought.
Slamming her bottle down.
As soon as I did that, I was like, oh, I'm going to get yelled at.
Oh my gosh, Christine.
I've transferred my mania to Justin, though. Now he's doing the yelling
I'll,
for me.
I'll sit here.
Babe. Okay.
God, babe.
God.
Quit telling me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
Quit directoring me.
Directoring?
I will always do.
So, you had a bunch of questions. Or
was
you
it a
thought.
Bunch?
You said you did.
Was it a bunch or was it just one?
Well, she said, I have questions.
Yeah.
So, what I heard you say is you met at the casino. Mm-hmm. And you had known each other from before.
Well, just from at the casino.
Yeah.
When we met there.
Yeah.
That was it.
So you're just eyeballing each other at the casino.
Well, he came up. Like,
I think it was more me eyeballing her for a long time before.
Yeah.
Before
on your cameras and stuff.
I don't have cameras.
That's kind of creepy.
That's a whole different department.
In the surveillance.
Can you look at the cameras?
No.
Yeah. In fact, the people that look at the cameras aren't even supposed to. Like, hang out or talk with us or.
With, like, the any of the other.
But they. The other if any of surveillance is listening to this, they love catching me watching TV. So. That's why I. When I think it's a minute, I hold up one finger for you so I can time it for you. Because if it's over 3 minutes, then they send a report to my boss.
So I
just hold my finger up when I think it's 1 minute, and then 2 minutes, and then three, and then I walk off.
Did I already talk about surveillance from the last casino I worked at loving me, and they would call down and mess with me?
Well, it used to be like that for me, but I think you mentioned something. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah, there'd be, like, a morbidly, like, super morbidly obese person at a machine, and they'd find them in the cameras, and they'd call me to do a door check if the door was loose. They'd be like, you could hear them laughing, Justin, can you go check out Charlie 3506?
That's rude.
Or, you know, if there was, like, someone with a, like, I don't know, like brain trauma or something like that, and I'd have to go explain to this person that I'd like, listen, man, or meth heads like on the casino floor. I'd have to walk over there.
They can
and
tell
like,
if you have brain trauma.
I know that's
camera.
What I was gonna say. Yeah.
Well, people that that have disabilities.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, so we're just like shooting at like.
It's not developmentally
everybody.
Disabled.
What?
It's just brain trauma now.
They'd send me over to check out the TARDs. Is that better?
Not really, but okay.
We can't say that, Justin.
What else couldn't we say last week?
Well, I don't know.
We reprimanded you for saying things.
Oh, no, I reprimanded you because we were talking about...
Well, you guys were talking about
the deaf.
The
you called
deaf
her the
guy
deaf.
Did it. Like,
you called him...
Boo!
You called him trannies instead of trans people when you were naming the podcast. I think I got on to you for that, too. You were
I don't
like,
remember that at all. Anyway, we've sidetracked from the initial question.
Yeah.
So you were eyeballing one another.
Well, no. I didn't know he was eyeballing me. The first time he was on my radar was one night I was there and there was a machine right next to me that broke.
Well, that was when we officially met.
Yeah, but like, I didn't, like, eyeball you before then. I didn't, like, I wasn't there like, ooh, that tech. I'd never really seen you before.
No, that was the start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd go there once every few months, and he'd see me there, and he would, like, say hi. One night, we were, like, talk for, like, a good hour, just talking.
Was that the night?
No, that wasn't the night. That was a different night.
That was must have been a night when.
But I will tell you, the
coworker wasn't there because
I will tell you though,
this guy Tom would go find her and like he would be camped next to her. I would never get to talk to her.
Apparently, I'm popular.
I guess. Did you scope out Tom first?
Oh God, no. I was not looking at all.
I see.
I wasn't really open to anything, but then I met him, and then it happened.
And then you opened.
And I opened her up.
Was that?
And then you opened it.
Which was nice, because it had been a while. I needed a good opening.
Anyway, find out more than you want to.
Yeah. And then, it was funny, though, the night that he, like, asked me out on a date. And
well, that was the magic night of Wednesday, October 25th.
But I thought he was going to get fired. Because, like, he asked me out when I was at One Machine, and then, like, I don't know, half hour later, he came and found me, and then we literally just talked for, like, an hour, 2 hours.
Wait, on a machine, were you a player?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I was playing.
Like, you don't know this. And also, too, we would like to know how she's grandfathered in to get free tickets to everything that comes there.
I know, it's so weird.
Because.
How is that even?
Because she knows me.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble, so we probably should change the subject while we're on record. Like,
what? I have strict confidentiality standards, miss.
Okay. Because I've literally been there, like.
Never.
Four times in the past, like, 2 years.
Well, Jeff came over to me one day and was like, I went over and handed Christine my phone number. And I was like, oh, that's my Jeff impression, by the way.
I got that.
He was my host.
Hello, this is Jeff.
And I was worried. I thought, like, I was like, can you get in trouble? I would never have thought of that. Like, to be that bold to just go up and hand somebody at the casino my phone number.
I'm telling you, Wednesday, October 25th, at, like, sometime before 6:44, we had been talking, and, like, there was something
there was
fucking happened.
A spark.
And, like, I was under strict orders from Joe. No chicks.
Mm-hmm.
No chicks, Haynes. Like, fucking lay off the chicks. I even had a statement that we wrote up that I could, like, if one messaged me, because I had it all set up. I were like, chicks could message me, like, you know. And he had a statement that I had saved that I could send him, like, hey, you know, appreciate that, but, like, I'm not currently, like, doing that deal. And he labeled it, hey, Haynes groupie, I'm not blah, blah, blah. But something happened.
You had groupies.
Well, that's what Joe said.
Who's Joe?
Her husband.
Aaron's husband.
My sponsor.
Okay.
So I wrote my number down. I'm like,
I remember
I can't,
he was powerless.
Like, he was so afraid.
I can't not like there. Act on this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna have to tell him that. Like,
oh, I know. I was so
nervous. Good luck
too.
With that.
It's really you that everyone was scared for.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were only protecting you.
Well, thank you. I feel like after 2 years, we're doing pretty good. So.
Seems to be working out okay.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Well, and there was the whole, I went to National PTA in Ohio, and, like, I had to reset my boundaries with the board that I work with, so I'm on the state board, and they drink. I mean, they fucking drink, like, crazy style. And what I had been doing was allowing myself to be in situations where they were super drunk, and I was bearing witness to it and having to like take care of drunk people, and like my boundaries had gotten messed up. So on the trip to Ohio, like it ended up this girl was staying in a bed and breakfast. What? Who might be listening?
All right.
The story is out there, babe.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
All right.
It's out there.
Okay.
So, but I walked this drunk gal home, and she was drunk and telling me her life story and issues. But then she's like, nothing sexual, but you want to cuddle?
Hmm.
Which means, screw.
No.
And I was like,
does it?
Yes, it did. And I was like, no, I can't do that.
I will say you, like, texted me. Like,
and then I told Christine, like, I would never tell anybody that before.
Yeah.
I was not living honestly.
Yeah.
I wasn't living with integrity.
Yeah. Because you were 2 hours ahead, so you called me. And we're like, I just got.
Yeah.
Proposition.
Do you
want to
cuddle? That's a good pickup line.
Well, it.
Have you seen that t-shirt? I want to cuddle you so hard.
No, that's a good one, though.
Well, it leaves it open because you could be like, oh, I meant cuddle. But if it, like, leads to more, it's like that, you know, then it does, right? Total cop out.
Have you ever had somebody ask you, do you want to cuddle, Justin?
Internal cuddling.
Internal?
Do you want to internally cuddle?
Like, no, nobody's used that.
Like, you're a puppet and they have their hand in you?
Not their hand.
Wow.
Or maybe their hand. Who knows?
What a weird turn that took.
It's like ventriloquist, but nobody's talking.
Oh, have you guys played Cards Against Humanity on this?
No, but I played it one time. I love that card game. Although I'm a little naive. Like, I've led a very sheltered life, so some of the cards I don't know what they mean. Like, especially like some of the sexual ones. Like, I had no idea what Glory Hole was. Like, somebody had explained it to me. Oh. Like, I don't know how to use this.
And now we have one.
What?
Wait. Well, remind me to not use the bathroom here.
Yeah, don't pretend. Wait a minute. Don't pretend like you.
We don't have a glory hole here. What are you talking about?
Come on.
The woodpeckers made a hole in the side of the house, but it's not a glory hole.
That you know of.
That's a good idea. We should play it on.
What, glory hole?
Oh. No, let's play Glory Hole.
Hey, let's play Glory Hole.
Is that
everybody.
A game?
Kind of.
Funny.
So, dead space.
I know.
What other sexual reference didn't you know in your sheltered life?
I can't even remember now. There was a couple that I honestly had no idea what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been many years since we played, but that is a fun game.
All right.
That is a fun game.
So innocent. Yeah.
Since nobody has any topics to talk about, I'll talk about another one Kareen brought to us.
Levitation.
Nope. When was the last time you shit yourself?
Oh.
For me, it was when I had my colonoscopy when I was 50. And I sharted like an oily fart. And that was the last time. So a couple years ago.
Can I just talk about...
Nope.
Daytime when I did, or do I have to talk about the last time?
Last time.
Or the, I think
the question is, when was the last time you shit yourself?
Yeah.
Well, just pretend like it was the last
time.
I do not remember when the last time was, honestly.
Then go to the one you know.
I was getting briefed at work, and it was just me and my boss, and I thought I'd let one slide by. It was in a warehouse, and it was not just a fart. And I immediately, face-to-face with my boss, was like, oh, God. I'll be right back. Except I didn't come back. I went and cleaned myself up and threw my underwear away. And then I walked into his boss's office, which was right next to the bathrooms, and I was like, I'm just going to go home. And she was like, what? What? No, you can't just go home. And I was like, I'm sick. And she was like, what, did you throw up? I was like, I pooped my pants. That's funny because that was her reaction. And I was like...
That wasn't what she was expecting.
I told her, you can't tell anybody, okay? And she was like, that's medical. I can't... I wouldn't talk about it anyway. That's confidential. Okay, Justin. Just go home.
And then so how many people told you about it later?
I couldn't drive home. I got a ride there from my girlfriend at the time. So I had to call my girlfriend... to come pick me up and bring a towel for me to sit on. And when I got to work the next day, everyone fucking knew.
Of course!
Everyone knew! Well, Justin, you feel any better?
Did you hide the underwear in the bathroom?
No, I threw them away in the trash.
Did you like wrap them up in paper towels though? So like, in case
or you did the whole slide it over and drop it down and cover it?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember.
Because someone could have found your undies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I doubt they didn't have my name written on them or anything.
Kareen?
Yes.
Tell us about when you shit yourself last.
It's really not that funny, though. To me, it's kind of, like, pathetic and sad. I mean, I guess it is all pathetic and sad when you shit yourself, though. It's like...
It's all in how you retell it.
I know. There's really no funny way to...
Yeah, make it positive.
Okay, okay, all right.
That time I shit myself.
Well, I have to... For one, I want to tell you guys that I had never shit myself until I was, like, 36. And people didn't believe me. I'm like, people really shit themselves? Like, and everyone's like, yeah, we all shit ourselves. I'm like, what? And then it happened. One medically, but you kind of told one, and it was like, that was awful. I had food poisoning. They thought I had, like, I don't know. They did some stuff, and I shit on the table. The good one is...
Wait, you shit on a table?
Like on a like
a medical table.
On a medical table.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I was like thinking like a dining room.
What kind of party were you at?
I was laying there. No. They were really, and the lady was really mean. She made me clean it up.
I was at IHOP. She made you clean
yes.
it up.
Yes.
No. What kind of medical facility did you go to?
Was it
in Florida or Germany?
It was Mount Carmel East in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh my God.
Was it a nurse?
Yeah, it was like a tech.
That is not a good.
They did some like,
so rude.
Shot some dye up in there and.
So rude. Yeah. Up your butt?
Yeah.
And then you shot that dye right back
out. Shot the dye right out.
You're like an octopus.
Wait, I missed it. You had dye in you?
Yeah.
Was it for like a CAT scan?
Well, I. All right, I guess I'll just tell this story because I guess it's funnier than like the story I actually like shit myself from drinking so much on my 37th birthday, but that's always a good one. No, I had, I got really sick and I called my dad after 3 days and it wasn't like, I wasn't even like having like vomiting or diarrhea. I did for like the first day and then this, I had this like really horrible pain in my stomach for days and I finally called my dad and was like, Dad, I think you need to take me to the emergency room. Okay, I've like never even been to the emergency room before in my life. Like nothing ever bad has happened to me. That's not true. So my dad picks me up and he's like, maybe you're just constipated. Like what every parent says to you. Do you need to poop? No, Dad, I shit my brains out like 2 days ago and haven't eaten since. So he brings me to his house and thinks that I should do this salt water chug. Because if you chug salt water, it like basically is like
go away.
It's a laxative.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So he has me do this, thinking that I'm just constipated, and so then I just like.
It also makes you barf, doesn't it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Sure doesn't. And
makes me want to barf thinking about it.
So then it was probably 12 hours after that. I'm like, yeah, clearly I'm not constipated. I'm still in a lot of pain. So he took me to the emergency room. He drops me off. Okay. He does. He pulls up and is like, there you go. And I'm like, what are you not coming in with me? He's like, I got some work to do.
How
so I go
you?
In like 30.
Was this before or after he dressed up like a woman on Halloween?
Ooh, this is after. This is after.
After he did
this
that?
After. Yeah, this is like,
okay.
I was like probably.
So he wasn't going
so
home
you already
work,
have trust issues with him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I
he
do.
Wasn't going home to work on his costume, so.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, drops me off, and he's like, you're going to be in there for like 5 hours waiting anyways. Just call me when they get you back. So here I'm going in. I mean, I'm in so much pain, I can hardly talk. And I go in, and I'm like, oh. They literally like walk me right back. And they are like hooking me up to shit. Like, they are writing my intake down. And I'm like, really, really scared. They're putting an IV in me. I've never had an IV in me. They put intravenous drugs in me without telling me and mid-sentence. And I'm like, you know, like, couldn't talk. And then they're like, we think you have appendicitis. We think your appendix is ruptured. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and then they did like all this stuff and they're like, that's not it. And then they took me in and then they shot some dye up my butt. And I just done that salt water thing. And I thought I had it all out of me, but clearly I did not, because the minute that was inside me, a lot more came right out, and then the nurse was...
Did you shit the table again?
The nurse made her clean it up.
And made me clean it up. She was totally grossed out by it.
She made you clean it
up?
Yeah, at a hospital.
At a hospital.
I'm like, do I get a like?
And I was like totally mortified. I mean, I was like, oh my God, like, of course you're mortified. You know, I mean, usually, yeah. So I cleaned up my shit on a... metal table that's covered in paper.
What hospital was this?
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Rude. So like to the...
And I had food poisoning.
So those are the two times?
That was the one time.
Yeah. Oh, one time.
Well, another time I shit myself when I was really hungover.
Did you pinpoint what gave you the food poisoning? narrow it down?
No, I didn't. And they didn't either because I had flown back. I was in San Francisco. And we went to...
It'd be a better story if it was Bangkok.
I know. Okay. Well, we went to Chinatown.
So kind of close.
And ate dim sum, like all these different things. And then we went to this farmer's market and I ate all these samples of hummus.
Yeah.
And all sorts of stuff.
No way you've been to.
And then I got on a plane, and it was about, like, on the plane, I started feeling pain. Luckily, I never got sick on the plane. It was after, and then 4 days later.
And you don't want to poop your pants on the plane.
That would suck.
That would suck.
Have you pooped your pants on a plane?
On a plane?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
On to the next. Christine, when's the last time you shit yourself?
Well, sadly, I have shit myself many times.
Yeah, good.
Well, I had, which we still haven't talked about, C. diff for 2 years, and it was horrible.
For those of you that don't know what C. diff is, it's when everything on your inside wants to be on your outside. It's really painful.
It was.
What is C. diff, Christine?
Well, Clostridium difficile, it's called. Basically, people who get it usually get it when they're in the hospitals or they're immunocompromised. So I got it because I had an abscess in my tooth and I was prescribed clindamycin, which is an antibiotic that kills all your healthy bacteria in your gut. And then I was exposed to C. diff because this is what I believe. I speculate my mom gave it to me because she had it. I went to go visit her and I caught it from her.
Mom.
You're like a poop zombie.
Yeah. So for a while, I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, I couldn't stop diarrheaing. And it was like the smelliest, most horrible diarrhea.
I couldn't stop diarrheaing.
I made it into a verb.
Good job, babe.
And it was like, it's the smelliest, most horrible poop you've ever smelled in your entire life. Like, C. diff is a whole other level of disgusting. And so the one time, it was before I knew what I had, I was at work, and when you have had urgent diarrhea, this was urgent, you have 3 seconds.
It's already too late.
Yeah, I needed to be in the bathroom 10 seconds ago, kind of. So that's the first time, the most recent time. And we don't have to get into the horribleness of C. diff, but I finally got rid of that, so yay.
I've been
clean from that for years.
I had a listener talk to me about our podcast, and he was like, "Yeah, are you guys over talking about bathroom stuff
here?" And here we are on poop again.
Have you grown out of that yet? Is what he said.
So should I tell my other story or no?
Yeah, of course you should.
We need a good one.
Okay. Well,
because we don't need him to listen.
Yeah, this isn't it's just another thing. It happened. I was on fat blocker, called Orlistat. Oh, I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Uh-uh.
And basically it helps you lose weight.
Okay.
So when you're on it, you have to be super careful when you're on it because you can only eat a certain level of fat, or it'll block too much fat and suddenly you're like...
And then you got oil.
You have oily farts, basically.
And they're orange.
They call it the oil.
They are.
It is when the side effects, anal leakage. That's
anal
what that
leakage.
Is.
Yeah.
It just comes out. You can't. You don't know.
So I was just at work, same thing, and
she thinks she ate too much cheese.
Yeah, I don't know what I ate. I had pizza. Is what it was.
And then it looks like you get hit in the pants hit in the khakis with an orange paintball.
Yeah, I was like, babe, it looked when the greasy topping of pizza, push off with a napkin.
Got the pepperoni grease pants.
I was at work and I fart. I'm like, ooh, that's a little wet.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to investigate.
So same thing, went to the bathroom and I was like, oh my, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what I did with my underwear, because we have a really weird garbage can at work. It's very small. I probably wrapped it in a paper towel and threw it out back or something.
I washed those the other day.
They're tie-dye now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Three shades of pizza grease.
Yeah. I'm done talking about my poop.
Aaron.
Well, I was one of those people. I thought, oh no, I don't have a story. The only story I have is on the delivery table.
Oh, yeah, that
pushing
happens.
Pushing lots of stuff out.
Yeah, that happens.
And
to everyone.
I don't really even remember it, but I'm pretty sure it happened. If you're talking about blacking out, passing out, and urinating on yourself, then that's a whole different story.
Yeah, we did specifically say shitting yourself. I've pissed myself many times in my alcoholism, like practicing alcoholism. Yeah, many, many times. I woke up peeing in the corner one time.
Dang it.
The girl I was with screaming, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, and I go in the bathroom. It's like, man, scrubbing piss off the floor. Thought I was at the toilet, I guess. I don't know.
Didn't know you're drunk.
Oh, I was like, a professional.
I don't even know where I am.
Like most of us, I was a professional.
Alright, no more potty
talk. We're in another blank space.
I know. Yeah. Well, I have a ghost story from a girl at work.
Oh, so, not yours, from a girl at work.
No,
okay.
I want to hear it.
We were talking about the podcast and how, like, I had kind of wished I had a ghost story, but I was also kind of fearful of, like, what if it would have actually happened to me? What would I do?
And you're also the one that wants a Ouija board here.
I know.
That's so weird.
She was. I did.
I think it's somebody's base outside.
No.
It's the Ouija looking at us through the windows.
Yep. Ouija window. So.
Anyway, so she, when she was little, she was growing up in a house that she had, that they knew a baby boy had died in, that had been murdered. And she, he's got his, like, anxiety sigh. So she said when she was younger, she was babysitting her younger sister, and her younger sister was, like, bothering her, and she was trying to do her own thing. So she's like, I just gave her a piece of paper and some crayons to go color. So she's like, I started doing my own thing, and then I realized my mom was going to come home, and I didn't want her to, like, know that I was just, like, letting my baby sister play with, like, crayons and color and stuff. And she's just like, I need that back. And her younger sister was like, no, my friend needs to play with it. And she's like, what are you talking about? You don't have a friend. And she's like, no, my friend needs to play with it. It's his turn next. She's like, what are you talking about? So she takes the paper, and she, like, goes to put it away, and her little sister goes, he's going to be mad at you if you don't let him play with that. So she's like, she doesn't think anything of it. So they go to bed that night, and she says that morning she woke up and she had a bite mark on her leg. A little, like, baby bite mark on her leg.
Oh,
and she's convinced. And then the little sister was like, he was mad.
That's creepy.
I know.
That is creepy. Ghost babies are creepy.
So the ghost baby bit her.
Babies don't have teeth.
Well, it was like a toddler.
Like, look at you, McGraw, the creepy dog.
What are you, the ghost police?
I know this, I was going to say, I'm the ghost police.
So that
I hate to break it to you, but babies don't have teeth.
I'm going
to
bust that one right here.
But that was her story. About, like, ew. I mean, but then I was like, are you sure it wasn't your little sister? That
yeah.
And she was like, no, it wasn't.
Well, if you wake up and have a bite mark on you that you didn't wake up when it happened, then you don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
whether or not ghost babies have teeth or not.
Well, it was like let's say a toddler. It was a little boy that had died. It wasn't like a baby. I didn't actually ask her how old. So I'll have to have some follow-up questions for her on Monday. She told me the story this afternoon.
Get her on the horn right now.
Yep, call her.
I should.
Who is it?
Maria.
Oh.
She's probably in her family.
Well, I watched Ghost Adventures today for a little bit before I took a nap, so...
So you're all freaked out.
No.
Erin, didn't you say you have a birthday coming up? Do you have plans for a birthday?
I do have a birthday coming up.
When's your birthday?
November 14th.
Ooh.
Yes. And this is, I was going to, drop my big news, my big project on your audience so they can get in on it. You know what your listenership is? I mean, I don't want to blow this up.
Like, you've lost 10. Two. Right
we
here.
Average about 53 people, and 99% of them are in the United States, and 1% is in Switzerland.
Ooh, Switzerland might work out well. That'll be good. And 53 is a good number because the project is I'm turning 50 this year and I'm going to do 50 adventures for my 50th birthday year. So
that's a lot of adventures.
I know.
Yeah.
So and
adventures
like,
can have quotes around it.
Right. And so like
this is an adventure tonight.
Yeah, what constitutes an adventure?
Yeah, define like what your adventures will be, like from the most minimal adventure to the most grand. Or what they could be.
Oh, well, it just is about staying open to what the universe presents me. So
an
Switzerland,
just
you
pop
know,
up.
If you're
like, this
listening,
is an adventure.
This is.
I was wondering if a podcast would qualify as an adventure, but it's not in the year yet.
I will, and yeah, I'm here to steal all your tips and tricks, and
yeah, because we're so.
So I can make my own podcast, but it's gonna be a lot more touchy feely than poop. But
we've been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a lot to get a podcast started. First we had to get the soundboard. And then we had to get all of the microphone equipment.
And then you had to get the chicken salad.
I always get stuck with the crappiest microphone.
Then we have to decide what studio to record in.
Correct.
Oh,
not man. To hijack you, but like you guys don't even know like what I go
don't
through like thinking about this.
And then there's all the
about recording it?
Yeah.
The recording, but then you go and edit it, right? Yeah,
for
all
hours.
Day editing time.
No.
I do it. I actually, he sends it off to me, and then I do the editing. And no, we don't edit at all. We just record it.
You guys, I'm trying to.
We
help
can't
you
stop.
Out.
It's
well,
on
no,
anchor
like,
in like 20 seconds.
It's all about like truth.
Yeah.
And so, like when I initially started looking at doing a podcast, like it is probably. For $169, you could get a interface that hooks to your computer with one microphone. Then you would have to have something you could like. There's free recording software you could record into your computer, but then you'd have like each microphone is $100. Like, and do you want to do USB or do you want to do, you know, just jack into it and like. The box that interface is usually two microphones, and so like if I want to do a podcast like this, I need to have at least two extra microphones. So that's
complicated, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's like six microphones.
Way too much information.
It's a lot of money. My plan is to take recording lessons at Guitar Center, eventually.
Cool.
Because I don't know where.
But
this,
until now, that.
But yeah, until then. This is just an app called Anchor on my phone.
Your sponsor, Anchor, is putting this on for you?
I haven't done the ad for Anchor yet, but I have that option.
Oh.
You can do ads. But I just hit play, and it records. Like, right now it's recording.
What? This is being recorded?
Yeah.
Damn it.
And then I'll stop it, and then I have to name it. So I know, like, sometimes we've recorded several segments. And we'll record a song, and so I have to name everything so I know what it is, because it goes into a library that I have to pull out of. Like, I started a podcast, and I'm recording it, and then I'll have to pull everything out and put it in order. That's the only editing I do.
Yeah, basically, he hits stop on his phone, and I am 5 minutes away and get a text from him with a link to the podcast.
I know, it's like third.
Yeah, like when you leave. He's driving somewhere, and I'll send him the podcast because I put it all back together again. And the truth is like, I wanted to do this, and so I asked Justin, hey, you want to do a podcast? And he's like, I'd love to. And I'm like, babe. And she's like, obviously,
no.
From the first one, she goes, I don't want to be on a podcast. But then we were post-coital, and I'm like, we're going to do the podcast right now. We're going to do a short one.
He's talking about him and Christine being post-coital, not he and
Yeah,
me.
Not me and Justin.
That
was
later.
The next podcast.
Yeah.
Let's just clarify.
The threesome afterwards.
So you're throwing.
So, but, and then I'm like, I had this, you know, as a recovering alcoholic addict, I have these grandiose ideas, and I get all caught up in them, and it's all like, yeah, and I'm like, all right, man, I want everybody to have an equal share in this, like, what do you guys want to do? And it's just like, and nobody's like the same excitement as me, right? Like they all have their own level of excitement or non-excitement about whatever. Like, And so it's been like, I'm trying to have everybody make a decision, but what it's mostly been is like, Justin's like, you're running the show. And she's like,
no, I said that.
She's like, I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. Like, show up at 6.
Well, I think
or 6:15.
But the best part is just like talking like this, right? Not having a topic. Like, a vague topic. Not
and
like following a timeline.
I've said it several times on podcasts. I started listening to them, and it was people just talking about whatever they talked about. And I was so entertained. I was like, I wonder if I did one, I would be as entertaining. And what has transpired, like, I listened to every podcast afterwards in the next few days. I'll listen to this. And I'm always like, yes, it is exactly like when I listen to a podcast. Like, I'm entertained. And it's even me and the shit I know. Like, the story of the kid dying in the ER. Like, I told you that when you got here today, Aaron. And I was crying listening to that. And, like, that's a story I know that's inside of me. And I was crying listening to it. Like, I'm moved. I'm entertained. I'm
that's
connected.
That's twice he cried this week. He was crying at the show.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Built a spill.
Three or four songs. Like, they're ones you know, and like, I've heard them for so many years, and they sing them, and I'm just like, tears are coming down my face, and I'm just
I do that too.
It's like this connection thing. I was trying to figure out what it was, you know? Like, I felt so connected to the words and the music because it was been such a part of my life for so many years, and they're playing it, and I was like, yeah.
And I was crying because I was holding my pee and I had to look out. We had good seats and I didn't want to lose them.
Plus, when I'm there, you could go pee and come back.
You know what it is?
Were you guys on the balcony?
So, well, you're on the balcony and there's only one way out. So you're like, excuse me, to like 40 people to get to your seat. And then you have to excuse me all the way back. And I don't want to be that irritating person. It's like getting the window seat in the plane. You don't want to piss off the people.
And we were in the, there's so just like, two rows of seats. And the front row seat, when you walk, it's like a 30-foot drop.
Yeah.
And so you're like, excuse me, if you look down and you're scared of heights.
Yeah.
And where are you when you're doing that?
The Wonder Ballroom.
The Wonder Ballroom. It's just a venue up in Portland. We've been there twice. So it's funny because, like, it's a very nice venue, but the majority, like, it's open. It's like general admission. And then most people will stand to watch the show. And then there's, like, the first show we went to, Mud Honey, there was, like, a mosh pit and all that. I'm 46 years old. I am not, like, standing for 2 hours in a mosh pit, right? So we're, like, the old farts in the back in the seats on the balcony.
I saw the Pixies there.
Yeah. Officially an old fart.
Last year or the year before. And then I saw Gwar there just earlier.
Were you in the, like, mosh pit part?
Wait,
I know you were
We moved
Gwar.
Around in Gwar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were up in front until it just got crazy and mushy and slippery.
Yeah,
then we went up in the balcony.
Yeah.
Like the old people we are.
The balcony is safe.
It is.
So, redirecting back
to
Aaron.
Like, what your adventures are going to be.
You're stealing podcast stuff to do a podcast.
First adventure is going to be with Joe. It's our anniversary. So, we are going to drive the... what you guys just basically did, drive
the
Washington coastline.
Olympic National Forest. So take the inside of the...
Oh my gosh, you need to do... What is that fern hike?
The whole rainforest.
Yeah, but what was the hike called? Something fern forest or something. It was so beautiful. Where the Moss River was.
Yeah. If you go to the whole rainforest, it's there.
Oh, you're in the water.
There's like elk on the trails. Like, it's crazy.
I
so
know.
Beautiful.
So pretty. So you're going to take time off from work for that?
So, yeah. And so that'll be one. About a year or so ago, a year and a half ago, I went to Bali. And so that was a big adventure. And when I did that, I had heard, people would say, oh, it's a once in a lifetime. And I thought, oh, I don't want it to be a once in a lifetime. I want to have these kinds of adventures. So it's just really practicing being open and in the moment. And so far, somebody has come to me and said, ooh, let's take a hot air balloon ride. I want to do that.
Oh, God.
And,
no.
Yeah.
No.
And I am totally up for that. It's just being open. I'm going to go out on Black Friday with a friend.
Oh, my God. Really?
Down to, yes.
Have you never gone Black Friday shopping?
No, not really.
Wow.
And I'm not sure our Black Friday is going to be the same as
the
Black Friday. but it's gonna be awesome.
So you're gonna get up at like 2 a.m. to like be
maybe.
Oh, because that's the real Black Friday.
You go to Sherry's until the market opens.
Yeah, you're like go. You get like Denny's at midnight, and then you get that in would line be an adventure. For one of those 3 Dyson vacuums for $200.
Yeah. So it's just continuing to be open to what is in front of me. And I want to talk to each of my brothers and sisters, my mom and my dad, and my stepmom, about listening to their story. That is an adventure, to just sit and listen to how somebody else has been experiencing their life. And some of them are going to be people teaching me things. What's their favorite thing to do? I'll just go along willingly. We'll see what happens.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I want to document it somehow. And one of my first adventures, I went on Instagram and looked up the hashtag 50 for 50, wondering, has this been used? And there was only 3 pictures that came up, and it was this, the same lady had posted, she's from North Carolina, and her contact information was on her bio. And I thought, well, let the adventure start here. And so I reached out and talked to her, and we had a great 36-minute conversation with a stranger that I don't know.
That's
and she
awesome.
Did have that, because I wondered if she was using the hashtag the same way, and she was, and she's just finishing up with her year will be complete. She did a calendar year.
Oh, that's really
and
cool.
And she was just super excited to hear about what I was thinking and doing and share. And we both had tears in the conversation. Aww. And it was just super touching.
That's cool.
And so I'm looking
like
forward
that kind
to
of stuff.
That's totally awesome.
Keep going, see?
Yeah.
Oh,
you were,
Christine's
that was my favorite
up.
Christine moment. I know when we were at the wedding and you were all teared up. It was so
I'm a crier.
It's good.
God damn it.
I like it.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
That you should be an actress. You could just turn it on.
I don't think I could. Like, I'd have to, like, I'd have to think about something. And it's usually something somebody says like that, mm-hmm. like, it gets me going.
Well, and a lot of podcasts, they video their podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
you're not filming me.
Yeah.
So that's why we haven't done it. Because I have a camera that would work. It's just like a fisheye audio camera that
it's normally on the glory hole, but you'd bring it out for this.
Hell yeah.
I love that part about interviewing.
Way to bring
your
it back,
Aaron. That's cool. Because my dad came out to visit a couple years ago, and like I had some really good conversations with him about like what his childhood was like, and like what growing up for him meant, and I like what his parents were like. Like, how many times have you spent talking to your parents about like how your grandparents were like?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't really like
well,
you know a little about.
You need
it,
to have
but,
a parent that will tell you.
Yeah.
First of all.
But I learned some amazing things just from like. Asking him and getting like that I'd never known in you know the 46 years I've been alive, so I think that's cool.
First of all, I have no desire to be off the ground in anything
no
but
audio
an airplane. Like
so,
I don't
no
wanna,
air,
I,
hot, no lights.
I don't
want to
go on a hot air balloon. I don't
no.
want to go bungee jumping. I don't want to go on a blimp. Like.
Well, shout
skydiving?
Out to,
no.
Shout out to Tracy Lee Cotton. Jumped out of an airplane, went zip lining. She's done.
And that's the gal, the 50 for 50.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool. I have my own hashtag too.
Yeah.
Totes dope AF. Serious. It is mine. It's only mine. I'm the only one.
Would
that's
you
used
go
on
a hot air balloon, you guys?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I would.
I think
as
I
would. Long as I didn't have to jump
out of it.
I don't
think you don't know. What if it hits a power line?
That's my fear, a power line.
Then I would probably shit myself.
And it'll be the new one.
And then we would have something to talk about that next week. Guess what, guys? I survived, and I shit myself.
I think shit myself in order to do a lot of that stuff, I would have to not care if I died or not. And I'm totally down.
Is that just a joke?
Do we need
like,
to talk about that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, that's like everybody likes to joke about, like, I want to die. Like, that's a whole thing now. If you...
I don't want to die.
I know, but people talk like that.
Like, oh, I want to just put a bullet in my head. Like that.
Well, Kind of, like, but more subtly than that.
Like joking about, like, haha, I'm suicidal.
Yeah, like it's a whole thing.
But they actually,
like,
could be.
Like if it just
was
joking
about that? And, we're supposed to talk to our friends, Justin.
I can't like think of
something
like,
that.
I can't think of any specific thing, but it's like younger people.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. I'm being dead serious. In order to do a lot of stuff like that, I have to be like, if I died, would it be okay? And have that talk with myself. Otherwise, I'll just stress out the whole time. Like, for, like, flying, it used to be that way every time I took off and landed. Like, okay, I might die. And that's okay. People die.
Well,
otherwise, I'll just have the worst anxiety.
Well, I spent my youth just reckless, like, skateboarding and climbing mountains and doing stuff that I could easily have killed myself.
Oh yeah, me too.
But I didn't want to die at all, and I don't think I was cool with dying. But I was cool with the adrenaline rush.
Well, there's a difference. In fact, when you have a patient who has presenting as suicidal, you have to ask, do you have intent to die? Like, are you simply doing something dangerous without intent?
You just switched gears to your job.
I know. Or are you making like suicide attempts as attention-seeking behavior? But yeah, I did switch. Sorry.
But what's the most scared you've ever been, Justin?
Most scared?
The most scared I've ever
been? Yeah, I mean, you're talking about how terrified you are. Like, what is the scariest thing? Like, have you ever had that, like, near-death experience where you were, like, really scared?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a former employee of my dad's call me up. And tell me, well, first of all, and I was maybe 11 or 12, and my parents went out on a date, and my sister wasn't home alone, and the phone rings, and the guy's like, hey, is your dad there? And I'm, it sounded like Jeff called. That was my Jeff impression. No, this guy was like, hey, is your dad there? And I said, of course. I was like,
here, let me play the guy. Ring, ring.
No, that's okay.
No. I want to do this. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, is your dad there?
Oh my God, I'm getting anxiety. That sounded exactly like him. No, of course I'm like, yep, he's in the bathroom. Can I have him call you back? He was like, oh, wait. And I was like, no, I'm just going to have him call you back. And he was like, I know he's not there.
I know what you did last summer.
And I was like, what? He's in the bathroom. It'll be just... And he was like, I know your dad's not there. I know you're lying. And if he knew you were lying, he'd beat your ass.
It was your dad.
No. It was a guy that my dad had fired, like, earlier that day.
Oh.
That had drank himself into, like, stupor and saw my mom and dad at the bar on their date night.
And called his house.
So
it could have been me.
He said he knew my dad would beat my ass if he knew I was lying, and that he was just gonna come over and do it for him.
Oh my God.
And I was like, bring it on. And he was like, okay. And I was like, well, where are you? And he said, you don't know, I could be in your house right now for all you know. I could be on
the
cell phone in your house. Yeah. Yeah, I could be outside of your door on a cell phone. I could, like... He had me, like, terrified. I've never been that scared in my life.
How old were you guys? You said 8?
Maybe 11 or 12.
11, 12. Cell phones. How old are you?
I know, that's what I was like.
I know, I was thinking 11 and 12, we had rotary cell.
They were, like, bag phones and, like...
He's super young.
So, I'm 37.
Burner phones.
Do you drink a medium almond milk latte?
Well, do I drink a medium almond milk latte? Yes.
Okay. Go on.
That was random. She's on her phone, so I'm guessing she's talking to someone that knows me.
She could be inside the house right now.
So this, circle back to the
this guy was like, I'm on my way over. And...
This is, like, getting freaky here.
The story or what?
This is the kind of shit that freaks me the fuck out. Like,
the story?
Yes!
So...
And this! Like, everything! I'm scared!
So I got a knife from the kitchen. I got a knife from the kitchen and was so...
So you went and got a knife.
So I went and got a knife and I ran to my next door neighbor's house, Bobby, and his mom, Connie, called every single restaurant and bar in Moberly, Missouri until she found my parents. My parents came home and my dad stayed home with me because he was, they'd seen this guy at the bar. They knew who it was. He had just recently been fired by my dad. He was afraid of what he would do to him. So my mom went to confront him and, lit him up. And, that's pretty much the last thing I heard about it until, I was in my 20s. I was talking to my dad one night. And he brought up the story, asked me if I remembered it, and of course I did. And he said, "Yeah, that guy called me recently, and he said he wanted to apologize. It was a Minnesota number. The guy had like moved away, and things had happened, and he wanted to call and apologize." And my dad told me that he told him it was unforgivable, that he couldn't accept his apology. And the call ended, and about 20 minutes later, the phone rang again, and it was the police department from that town.
Oh.
Yeah, and...
Nuh-uh.
The,
good job, Kareem.
The,
Woo!
Yeah, she was in the bathroom the first time I told this. Yeah. We had some technical difficulty. But he had committed suicide. And my dad was the last person he talked to.
No.
Yeah.
Shit.
So the police just hit redial. So my dad had to like tell them the story and stuff. So another weird thing about, and I don't know if it's about this same story or not, but all growing up, my sister would always have stuff, like in her teenage years, would have stuff missing from the house.
What kind of stuff?
Like a pager one time, like when beepers were popular.
Ooh.
And her, like, dresses, and when she got a little bit older, they had an intruder in the house that was, like, crawling out through a window while they were sleeping, and her fiancé dove after him and ended up not being able to catch him. But in the morning, or that night, I don't know when it was, when they were checking to see if anything was missing, all those dresses were back in her closet with pit, stained and pit stains and yeah. So I'm wondering if like that guy was that asphyxiated on us, you know.
My gut says it's not the same guy.
Yeah. Still
horrible though to have like two different creepy guys. Like
could be a different could be a different crazy person.
Oh,
yeah. That's crazy. Creepy.
Yeah. So we had technical difficulties about 59 minutes in, and we had to retell that last part of the story.
It was still creepy.
Kareen was in the bathroom. That's why she was the only one shocked when I gave that. And Jeff was like, "Good job, Kareen."
Yeah. Way to keep it alive.
I actually heard that part.
Did you?
I was trying to make it real. Like, oh. I just told it. See?
She should be the actress.
So that's the scariest I've ever been.
That's a terrifying story.
There's a thing we like to do when we're done, and we've reached the time limit, or we're good now, and we do a thing called "What Have We Learned?" So, Kareen, how about you go first?
Oh.
What did we learn tonight?
Oh, what did I learn tonight? You kind of put me first. I learned so many things, like, but I'm not the only one that shit myself in the hospital around a medical table before. It just feels so good that I'm not alone.
Yeah, that is good.
I learned that Justin's okay with death, which is pretty admirable. Mm. Yeah, Christine?
Gosh, it's not that can I not do learned, but like...
You can do whatever you want, babe.
I like the idea.
You're just along for the ride.
50 for 50, or just like having... We've talked about this in past podcasts, like being in the moment and enjoying the experience is something that you should be reminded of every day, not just necessarily at 50. So, taking the moments and... making adventures where you can. So that's what I like to do and strive to do.
Justin, Aaron?
I've learned to eat quick when I'm over here because I still have a half a plate of food in front of me and I'm afraid to chew it on the podcast and have you listeners hear me smack my gums. That's what I wanted.
Smacking the gums from Moberly.
Oh, Moberly, Missouri. Hey, Aaron.
Oh, I learned that Justin drinks medium almond milk lattes.
And how did you learn that?
I just know stuff.
Wow.
You're not going to reveal?
It's the, weren't we looking for spooky moments? This mind reader.
I know, that's pretty spooky. Are you a ghost?
Do you know what kind of coffee I like?
I'm going to guess you know someone that knows me or that's been my barista.
Like, what do I order when I go to Starbucks?
I'm only really picking up Justin.
Okay.
Did you Facebook stalk him?
It's probably because I don't go to Starbucks.
I don't have Facebook.
How'd you know?
I just know stuff, Jeff. Do you know that my husband knows stuff? Do you trust that he just knows stuff?
That's knowing stuff is
I am knowing was
different
that,
than like knowing like my ring? Like somebody drinks a certain kind of coffee with I've never met them before. Like,
do you really drink that coffee?
Almond milk? You really drink almond milk, Lossies?
He's lactose intolerant.
Oh shit.
Yep. Remember that pants shitting story we were talking about earlier?
But you're not
discovered.
Do I just pay attention to when people are sharing?
So you just guessed? Are you not? You're not going to reveal?
Do you know someone that's made me coffee before? That was my guess. Because you were looking at your phone and looked up from your phone, and you were like,
"I'm stuck in this chair."
Do you drink? Hey, no subject changes
for a reason.
Go forward.
Yes.
Until you answer, you're stuck.
I pay very good attention. I pay attention well.
Good attention payer.
So you looking at your phone had nothing to do with you knowing.
No.
For real.
I don't know. She did some weird thing in the middle of the podcast. I don't know if you guys caught on to this, but she was holding her phone up to her face like this. And Justin was like making some weird eye contact with her and going like this.
Justin and I are brother and sister. We were separated at birth, and I just wanted to announce.
Are you
here
like doing
on
this
podcast.
Weird thing? Like,
oh my God, no!
Okay,
he's the youngest sibling.
He's the baby.
So they were your dresses.
I was the guy sneaking out the window.
Yep. Oh my God, I'm so confused now.
So what confused. Did you learn, Jeff?
How confused are you?
Oh my God, I had something, but like I'm still like, I don't know. I feel like I need to know how you know.
You have very confused hair right now.
I know, it's hair.
I mean, you're like so stressed out, your hair is sticking up. You're like,
You look like a razor head.
I'm fixated on how you know Justin drinks a certain coffee.
Well, I used to be fixated on a need to know also.
Yeah.
And that was one of my addictions, but I just let it go.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can. I'm going to always wonder about this. But what I've learned this week, and not just on this podcast, is that, like, what I've learned is that, I can be content and be okay with being content because I've spent a lot of time in my life waiting for like the other shoe to drop and shit to go south, and I've manifested that in my life, I think, for a long time, and I am now practicing a different way of living, and that it's new to feel content and to accept that and to let it be.
So you're okay with dying too? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to die, but I would be okay if something happened. But I'm not going to go out of my way to go up in a hot air balloon or jump out of a plane to speed that up.
Yeah?
Nope. Not doing it.
So you're.
But like if I was in a wreck and like I was pinned in a car and as soon as you unpin me, I'm going to die. Like I would be like, you know, make peace. I'd be okay. But I'm very content right now in my life.
But would you turn into a zombie? It was pinned.
If I was a paraplegic and I turned into a zombie, I would walk again.
Okay. to bring it back full circle.
Right.
Might be time for music.
Well, we are going to end with our favorite song that we make up every single time.
Cool.
2, 3, 4.
J2K. Aaron is adventuring 50 for 50. Christine had C. diff. Like a bitch at Built to Spill. J2K.